You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, once you've binged on turkey and television, you'll be ready for the next great American tradition, binge shopping. So for reasons both personal and professional, we wanted to know what the hot gift ideas were, and we called up an actual trend spotter to find out what's worth standing in line for and what is not. Sydney Morgan-Petro is a trend forecaster and retail editor at the analytics firm WGSN. Welcome to the program, Sydney.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, Sydney, don't give me any trade secrets, or do if you want to, because I want this job. But without giving too much away, how do you predict a possible trend?
It's a really complicated answer, but I think the easiest way to break it down is we start with a 2-year projection, and we're really looking at things that are bigger than fashion trends. So we're looking at trends in consumer behavior, maybe migration patterns, how are people working and how will that affect their life? And we form these 4 macro trends. We break it down into fashion or package design or interiors. And then the last little bit is sprinkle in some social media and digital influencers and celebrity presence.
Yeah.
And boom.
And voila. Are you seeing any new trends in the market this year or anything that would surprise us?
Yeah. You know what? I just read a stat the other day that really surprised me. And it was regarding young millennials and their attitude towards gift cards. Only 34% would choose a gift card. And it was like over 50% would prefer like a tangible gift.
Mm-hmm. I guess that makes sense, because do you agree that the millennial generation has shown a preference for less stuff? Like, could that go along with that sort of...
Yeah, materialism is so passe.
I love it. So of those types of trends that you're seeing this year or even last year, are there any that you think will really have staying power, be with us on an ongoing basis? Like, are gift cards totally over?
I think they'll always exist. But people are looking for gifts that they don't have to think too much about, that the other person is still going to feel has a high value to them. So companies like Birchbox and these subscription services really speak to that trend, mm-hmm. because you have an expert really picking the items for you. And, you know, the person's getting something in the mail, which is great. Everybody loves getting things in the mail. That feels awesome. So I could see that trend increasing. And, you know, as these younger millennials just get older, their preferences are really going to dictate gifting trends.
All right. Well, let's talk about this holiday season quickly and some specifics. Some we'll make a little shopping list. How is tech looking this year? The iPhone 7 is out. That sometimes ends up being a gift for people. Anything you're seeing in that department?
I think tech increasingly is taking some of the market share away from apparel. I think that VR headsets, this is going to be their year. Virtual reality always kind of seems a little too sci-fi, but the quality has gotten leaps and bounds better. And the price point is really attainable for a lot of these headsets, mm-hmm. but also the Internet of Things, mm-hmm. And this idea of the connected home. So the Amazon Echo and things like that.
What are you seeing for kids? I know that there's always like the kids gift.
So I'm going to put my money on Hatchimals.
Hatchimals, okay. Do they talk as much as Tickle Me Elmo? Because that was not a fun period for some of us parents.
No, I don't believe so. And honestly, like, the main reason why I kind of want to get one for myself is I don't understand how they hatch.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Because the egg actually, you know, cracks open. I don't really know how it works. So I kind of want to try it.
Okay. All right. A good mystery for children.
Yeah.
Sydney Morgan-Petro, thank you so much for coming on. That was fascinating.
No problem. Thank you for having me.